This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Anya Turnier joins me live in studio. She's a rising second year at the University of Virginia, a native of Haiti, and the founder of a new student organization at UVA called Building Haiti. That's the name of the group, Building Haiti?
Yes, it's the name of the group.
And you are, now where are you from in Haiti?
I'm from Port-au-Prince.
Okay, so you weren't there during the earthquake, right?
Well, I left a week before for a January term with UVA. So I left a week before the earthquake.
Gosh, so tell me when you, I can't imagine the emotional roller coaster that you must have been going through watching the news from here,
right,
knowing your entire family is in Port-au-Prince. Tell us about that experience.
Well, I was doing a January term in Nicaragua, actually, with UVA. And I remember seeing in the TV, you know, it said 7.0 magnitude earthquake just rocked Haiti. And, you know, you just don't think I was thinking, oh, my God, what happened to my family? Because I'm from Port-au-Prince and that's where it hit. So I remember just trying to call. I couldn't reach anyone for 2 days. So for 2 days it was, you know, trying to figure out, is everyone OK? What's going on? And it was a shock.
Now, tell me, when you finally got a hold of somebody, who did you reach?
I reached my godmother. She finally got through and she called me. And I remember just crying and she was telling me, you know, like, we're okay. Everyone is fine. We're just trying, you know, to work everything out and just trying to save people, you know, who weren't as fortunate, I would say.
So did your family's home survive? Was it affected at all?
Yes. My family's home, thank God it was still standing because my mother, my sister, they were all in the house. So, I mean, thank God for that. We were very lucky.
Yeah, extremely. We're talking with Anya Turnier, a rising second year at the University of Virginia and a native of Haiti and now attending the University of Virginia. When's the first chance you got to go home after that?
I went home for spring break the first time after the earthquake. And then I went home after my first summer term. So around a month ago, I went home again.
Yeah. What did you see? What was it like?
I mean, it's weird going through all the places that, you know, we knew since we were kids, and now it's no longer there. So many things collapse. It's just hard.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Just total devastation. And is it still now? Because you just got back to Charlottesville, right? And
right,
you're turning around and going right back.
Right.
What's it look like now? I mean, it's been a few months, but I would imagine it's still a lot of devastation that needs repair.
Right. Well, not much has changed since the earthquake. There are still rubbles, you know, and there are still people underneath the rubbles and a lot of people in tents, you know, and I think everyone's just trying to do the best they can and just, I guess, starting to live life again.
Yeah. So there's still bodies that haven't been recovered from the earthquake.
Right.
Still this many months later.
Right.
My God. That's awful. Gosh, so your family, of course, is, and you as well, are very involved in this effort to rebuild that part of the country.
Right. At this point, Haiti needs so much help. We just need all the help that we can get because things aren't that much better, and there's just so much to be done. They need every help they can get.
Yeah. Well, it's not like Haiti didn't have its challenges before this, you know. It's just in terms of the economy and opportunity and things like that. So tell me about Building Haiti. What is this? And where did the idea come from? When did it hit you? Wait a minute. I'm a student at Mr. Jefferson's University. I can marshal the interests and the efforts and the concern and the talents of the university community and focus it on my home.
Well, I mean, I've always been involved in community work. I've always liked it. When I was in Haiti, I founded the Leo Club, which is the Lions Club, a nonprofit organization. So when I was 15, I founded the Leo Club, which it was dedicated to reforestation. So when I came to UVA, I said, I know that I want to do something for Haiti. So even my first semester, I was thinking, you know, we're going to start an organization to do something for Haiti. And when the earthquake hit, it just became apparent, you know, that we needed something quickly. So that's how Building Haiti came to fruition.
Now, you're working with UVA architecture professor Anselmo Canfora, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
So tell me about the collaboration and what exactly Building Haiti aims to do.
Okay, so Building Haiti is dedicated to raising funds to build schools in Haiti. So what Anselmo Canfora is doing, he's from the A School. So he has a class during the summer. They are all designing the school for Building Haiti. In other words, the schools that will be implemented in Haiti. So they're designing it to be earthquake sustainable, basically. Yeah. So that they've been doing a great job.
So students at the university are designing these, one room schoolhouses that, you know, will meet the earthquake standards as if it's going to be built in LA or something. And then you're helping to raise money with the organization to actually build these schoolhouses.
Right.
Now, tell me about the existing schoolhouses. What's down there now? And I would imagine, well, we know from the news of the earthquake that a lot of these collapsed and there were kids in some of them.
Right. Well, 70% of all the schools in Haiti collapsed after the earthquake.
And, 70%.
Right. So in the hit areas, there are just 85 schools left out of more than 1,500. And we don't know how many are able to, you know, function properly. We still don't know.
Oh, my gosh. So this is clearly an effort that's tremendously in need, like immediately.
Right.
Because, I mean, I guess where are the kids even meeting? I mean, are they just meeting in homes and hallways and, you know, front yards? And
I mean, some of the kids are getting an education underneath tents. And then for most of them, they're just not attending school.
Yeah. We're talking with Anya Turner of the University of Virginia. She is the founder of a new student organization at UVA called Building Haiti. And the website is building-haiti.org. Again, it's building-haiti.org. You can get more information there about exactly what this is. Excuse me. And you're looking for, of course, any amount of money.
Right.
Is going to go into this pool to build these schoolhouses. And what's the actual building process? Has that been determined yet? How they'll actually get built once the design work is done?
Well, we have two companies who are working, with Building Haiti for the construction of the schools. So they are constructing companies. We have one located in DC and another one in Haiti. So they will both be working together to actually get these schools built.
Okay, and they're ready to go?
Yes.
Whenever the How much does one schoolhouse cost? Do they each cost a little something different depending upon the site, or?
So our first school will be built in Tomond, which is a region. It's a little bit. I don't know if you've heard of Partners in Health by Paul Farmer, but it's 30 minutes from Kanj, which is where Dr. Paul Farmer is located. But the schools will cost each schoolroom costs $10,000. And we are trying to build for our first school 14 schoolrooms. In other words, $140,000. So that's what we're looking to raise right now.
So that's 10 one-room schoolhouses or 14. One school with 14 rooms?
One school with 14 rooms.
I see. Okay. So and is the design such that they can sort of be connected together?
Right.
Depending upon how many rooms you need?
Yes. They're modular schoolrooms.
Yeah, that's great.
So, yes.
So then depending upon the site and the need for any community, you can sort of go in and say, okay, we need 6 classrooms or we need 15, and then it's 10,000 per room.
Yes, correct.
Well, that's great. Well, I know we have a lot of, this is the Great Recession and a lot of people are hurting, but we're also fortunate to have a lot of people in this community, as well as a lot of people listening on to this on podcast online, who can, I'm sure, can write checks to help this effort. Again, the website is building-haiti.org. Anya Turner is the founder of this new student organization at the University of Virginia. And the money comes in, it goes into a pool. The rooms are designed by university, the architecture, students and professors at the university. And then we have contractors standing by ready to go. So do you have a ballpark time when this first project might get underway?
Well, the architecture school is done with the design by the end of the summer. So by fall, we should begin construction.
That's really exciting. Yeah. So now you're getting ready to go home?
Yes.
You're going back to Haiti?
Yes.
You're a bit too excited to get home for a while. Yeah.
Well, it's good to be home.
Yeah. Well, Charlottesville's a great place, but it's a long way from Port-au-Prince. So yes. I know you're looking forward to that. And what do you do when you're there besides focus on this effort? I'm sure there's other things you're doing while you're down there just to help out.
well, you know, they just need everything. So anytime that they call and they say, you know, we need help with this, you know, I just go and I do whatever they ask me to do because they do need a lot of help.
Yeah. Anything they need doing, you just, they need people.
Right.
Yeah. Anya Turner, the website is building-haiti.org. Anything you can do to help. And I guess there is no amount too small. It all helps. And it will all create classrooms and schools for children who are studying under tents or are not in school at all right now as a result of the earthquake. And again, 70% of the schools in Haiti were destroyed from the earthquake. That's just unbelievable. Anya, thank you for being here. This community is lucky to have you, and the University of Virginia is very lucky to have you as a student. Building-Haiti.org is the website. Anything you can do to help is much appreciated.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.